Hi, and welcome to the B1 Life Meditation Podcast. I'm your guide, Imberlik. Hi, today we will be meditating following the Lectio Divina method on John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. So I invite you to come along and sit or lie in a comfortable position. Just begin to bring your awareness to your body. Go ahead and feel the weight of your body press into the floor or your chair. Feel how the floor or your chair supports your body. And just allow yourself to sink in deeply. Allow your hands to rest on the floor or in your lap. And make any shifts necessary in your body to become more comfortable. As you begin to get more comfortable, go ahead and bring yourself into closed eyes or find a soft gaze. And just gently begin to notice your breathing. Don't try to change your breathing at this point. Just slowly begin to notice your breathing. Are you breathing quickly? Are your breaths coming slowly? Are you holding your breath at all? Go ahead and simply notice what's going on in your body and with your breath without judging. Now, on your next inhale, go ahead and take a deep breath in through your nose. Fill up your lungs. Allow that air to push down into your belly, to your chest. And when you're ready, go ahead and exhale through your nose. Let's do that again. Inhale, and nice and slowly, allowing the breath to go down into your belly, to fill it up. Fill up your chest. Hold that breath for 1, 2, 3, and slowly allow the air to escape through your nose. Now I invite you here to take 3 or 4 breaths on your own rhythm, inhaling, holding, and exhaling. While you're breathing at your own pace, let this be a moment when you really connect with God, when you allow His Spirit, which is the breath of life, to fill you and bring you into this present moment with God. Abba God, I thank you for this time to meditate on your word with my friends. I thank you that your word is relevant and useful and the truth. I thank you for all that you do and all that you are. And I thank you for bringing us wherever we are to this place where we can focus on your word at this time. We pray that anything that is unlike you, any distractions that are keeping us from hearing what you are saying to us through your word, be removed. We come against anything holding us back, anything separating us from you. We thank you for this time to study your word, and we pray that you will bless this time. Keep us focused on you, Lord. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen. So as with all of our Lectio Divinas, I will read this passage 3 times. But as we come into this first reading, just focus on any one word or phrase that stands out to you. Now John 17 gives us the prayer of Jesus as he's praying for all of us in the garden just before he is put to death. So allow yourself to focus on the Word of God right now. John 17, verses 20 through 23. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me so that they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. Now, what word or phrase stood out to you? What did you notice during the reading of the Word of God? Now, as I begin to read this passage the second time, I want you to ask yourself, what meaning does this passage hold for you? Is there a certain reason that you feel drawn to the phrase or phrases that you chose in step one? What is God saying to you through this passage? I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me, and that you love them as much as you love me. Now, as you continue to breathe in and out through your mouth, allow this Word of God to fill you up. What meaning does this passage hold for you, this prayer of Jesus? What does it mean to you knowing that Jesus himself prayed for you, friend, specifically? What is God saying to you through this word? Now, as we come to the third and final reading of this passage, I want you to ask yourself, what's the invitation here for me? What special personal invitation is God sending to you through His Word, through this Word? Think about the passage as if God was speaking directly to you. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. So again, breathe those words in. Fill your heart and your soul with these words of Jesus. What's your personal invitation from our Abba God? What is He inviting you into? What is He inviting you to let go of? Now, friend, slowly begin to bring some movement back to your body. If it feels comfortable for you, I invite you to wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, allow your breathing to become more normalized. Now, if you're laying down, go ahead and roll over to one side and slowly use your hands to push up into a seated position. Please pray with me. Abba God, our Father in heaven, we thank you for this word. We thank you for a Savior who would pray for us just before he was off to give his life for us. We thank you for your love that you demonstrate for us each and every day. We thank you for the opportunity to just sit in your presence and allow you to speak to us through your word. We offer this time to you, Lord. We invite you to fill us up. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. That's all for now, friends. Until next time.